Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Thanks for joining us for part two of the Well One podcast with Dr. Kevin Hofer, orthopedic surgeon.
We've been talking about that for several years now because you actually signed an agreement early on in your medical career, your medical education, to come back to Huron. You knew that's what you wanted to do. Would you recommend, you know, that to other kids who are interested in medical students and people who are maybe under undergrad and thinking about going to med school? Could you just talk just a little bit about what Huron and HRMC offer to support that flow of medical professionals in our community and what they can do to support somebody who is going through a long period of medical training?
As I talk to attendings or other doctors that I worked with, a lot of them would advise not to sign early like I did. And then I kind of tell them how everything went and how I always knew I wanted to come back here and there was an opportunity. And if your heart is coming back and you know that's what you want to do, it's a good idea to just have a spot, you know. See, I probably signed it in 2014, I suppose, when I actually signed my agreement right after I found out I got into medical school. From 2014 to 2023, a lot of things can change. So you have to really know that you want to be back here or wherever we're going. So if you're positive, you're going to be back here and you know you want to come back here and nothing else is what you want, then absolutely go do it that way because they give you so much aid. They're always there for any sort of help, any sort of questions, you know, and it's just so supportive and they're so thankful to have someone that wants to be here. And I think that's the biggest thing is wanting to be here. And if you want to be here, I would absolutely go about it and talk to them and see what they have for offers or, you know, anything like that. I think it's a very good program, and it's been very helpful to live a comfortable life in residency too. So sometimes resident, you know, you work long hours and you don't get paid a lot, and a little bit of aid through that with your agreement helps a lot. So
yeah.
made life a little less stressful.
Good to hear. So when you say that you know you want to come home, did you obviously signed the agreement, so you knew you went into this, you left your undergrad training knowing that you were going to come back to Huron?
Yeah, I pretty much, no matter what it was, I wanted to be back here, so.
Yeah, and now you have a family that is here with you,
yep.
So your life has changed a little bit from when you left.
Definitely.
So tell us a little bit about your family. Obviously, you have great family roots here in town. I think many people know that. Just tell us a little bit about you as, you know, maybe not the orthopedic surgeon, you as Kevin Hofer and not necessarily Dr. Hofer.
So right as I started, I had graduated from undergrad and was getting into a master's program to just help my application in getting into medical school. I had met my wife, Stephanie. She's from Stickney, and she's actually a nurse here at the clinic now. And so she's been with me throughout a lot of this journey. Small town person, always kind of felt the same want to come back and be close to family. So she's been through it, through everything with me. And we have a 4-year-old son, Maverick, and a 18-month-old, Wesson. They're both at daycare here at the Mount Calvary Lutheran Daycare. They've made quite the move. Maverick's kind of lived now in three places. Part of my training, we have to live in St. Louis for 6 months while we do a special pediatric rotation for orthopedic surgery on children. And it's a Shriners Hospital there where we do a lot of deformity work. And we had Wesson while I was there. We had him in Wichita, and then they all joined me in St. Louis for 3 months. So Maverick's had quite a bunch of change, and he's been a champ through all of that. One of the biggest reasons we come back is to move down the street from my parents, Danny and Connie, who most people know. They have been pretty steady figures in the community for 50-plus years, so everybody knows them, and I'm sure most people have eaten at my brother's restaurant at the Hangar. So all that with my brother's wife, Crystal, works at Dakota Land, and their two kids, Lane and Reed, were big reasons to come back. And my sister lives in Sioux Falls, just 2 hours away, so it was all good reason to come back. And Stephanie has a brother that lives in Mitchell, and her mom still lives in Stickney, so
Great, great. And if they haven't eaten at your brother's restaurant,
yeah, they should. Absolutely.
So the kids, are they loving being near grandma and grandpa, and then obviously cousins?
Yeah.
And that's all new for them.
Yeah, it is. They used to only see him a couple times a year, and so now they get to see him quite a bit. And even just this morning, they were just biting at the bit to go to daycare, and they love it. So it's been really good, and the change has gone well for everybody. So
great, great. Well, we're really so excited to have you start. So you are going to start here August 21st.
Mm-hmm.
You'll begin seeing patients in clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So those people who have been asking you out in the community, hey, when can I see you about this knee? There's their answer.
Yep.
When we talk about that, you're going to start here in clinic. You'll be doing surgeries here at the hospital. Will you do some other things in clinic? Will you do some injections in the clinic?
Yes.
Of that right here in the clinic?
Yeah, we'll do all of our injections. We'll be mostly here in clinic. We'll have to probably go across the street for some hip injections under x-ray guidance, but otherwise the majority of injections will be done here. There's a potential we could do some procedures here if we get to the point where we want to open up some OR space to do some simple hand procedures here in the office, which are very doable. And it makes it a little easier on patients too. They don't gotta come into the hospital, and they come here and just, even the not eating after midnight kind of part of having to go to the hospital and be under anesthesia. So a lot of things that we can do to hopefully make that a little easier in the future.
Yeah.
So
looking at some ways to make it easier for life in mm-hmm. our community for our patients who
yeah.
have orthopedic needs. One of those that's really exciting for us here, and I think for you, you trained in residency on a Mako smart robotic system.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something we're bringing in here at HRMC, kind of to start simultaneously
yeah.
with you. When we hear robotics, I think it's been maybe long enough that people are kind of have a general understanding of what that is. But
mm-hmm.
but when you're doing a surgery with the Mako smart robot, what does that mean? If the robot's not doing the surgery, you are.
Right, right. that's what I get that from some of my friends quite a bit. Well, you're just going to let a robot do all the surgery for you. Huh? No, that's not how it goes. Everybody will get a CT scan, which helps us get a very good look at the anatomy. And then the robot helps us get a very good preoperative plan of exactly where the implant should sit and exactly how the bone cuts need to be in order to make that implant fit that person perfectly. We're able to get the implants in a more precise location. The robot assists in making the bony cuts. They work as a very precise cutting jig, essentially. So there's still input from the surgeon on where everything needs to go and our surgical feel and our balancing techniques on how to make the knee perform are still in my hands. I still have to pull the trigger just like on a normal saw. So nothing's done without my input. It's a very good aid to make us better at a procedure we're pretty good at, but we can make it better and more precise. And that's kind of the biggest advantage of it, is to be more precise and hopefully decrease some of the pain involved with the recovery and get people going a little bit quicker too.
Yeah. So precision on your end, pain,
mm-hmm.
it results in less pain and
mm-hmm.
quicker recovery on their end.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds like a reason. Now, with that robot, is that for all orthopedic surgeries? What surgeries does the Mako?
Just for total hip and total knee replacements. So
anything you're doing on feet or ankles or wrists or anything
right.
else is
right. That's
not...
all still, there's no robotic stuff for that. It's really just for those two surgeries that I hope to have a pretty darn big part of my practice. So
yeah,
we can make such a good impact on people's lives with those. And
yeah, people that are out there suffering.
Yeah,
and you know, what would you say to them? Like if they're having that pain, should they talk to their primary? Should they just come see you? Do I need to have a primary care referral to come see you? Or can I just call and say, hey, I have any issue, I'd like to see Dr. Hofer?
You can really go about it either way. If you call the scheduling and ask for an appointment with Dr. Hofer, once we can get that set up, then we can get you put right in. And if you see me and we say we need an appointment, then we'll get you in. So you don't need a referral. It works if you get one. If your primary wants to send them to me, that'd be just great, and we'll get those relationships out there too. So if you do go to them first, or you mention that you have knee pain to them, then they can send you my way just as easily. So.
Okay, great. So they come see you. You'll probably need to do some imaging to figure out what they have going on. Next steps then would be to determine if surgery is the right thing for them.
Yeah. So we generally try and do things non-surgical to get you through and see if we can solve your problems without having to make an incision. That's the goal. It's always, people are always a little less, there's less risk involved if you don't have to do surgery, but plenty of times, and why I'm here is to be able to fix a problem that's not fixable without surgery. So we'll do the appropriate measures to make sure we've done everything that we can do to help you without surgery when needed. Sometimes there's not many steps, but injections and all those kind of things we'll do, and we'll take care of you right here for those. So
great. And so then a few questions about the follow-up, right? So they'll come back to see you even if they've had surgery, or maybe they're just checking in because they didn't need surgery. Maybe something they needed was rehab related. So how will that work? You'll work with, we obviously have pro rehab here. Mm-hmm. You will work closely with them. How's that going to work? How would that work for a patient? Maybe I was in for a total knee. Mm-hmm. How does that full circle go about my follow-up care?
So we're going to have a program that gets established, and this will be some work to be done on our side and make sure it's set up, but you shouldn't go to your surgery for your total knee without your first therapy appointment set up already. All of those things should be done and ready for you, so you have almost no thought into what needs to be done. The way I was trained, we get you up moving fast, and if we do a total knee on a Wednesday, your first therapy appointment's on a Friday. Or Monday, it's a Wednesday, or, you know, vice versa, because the biggest important thing is the therapy and getting you moving. So those will be things that will work and be answered before we even go to surgery. We'll have a plan, and we'll make sure that the spots are open, and we'll get you to wherever we can get to have the best result for you. Follow-up for me, generally we see people at about a 2-week post-op, and then around 6 weeks. That's for total joints. Most surgeries are about that. That 2-week appointment is really just kind of a wound check. So depending on how busy everything gets, it 2 weeks is just kind of a high buy, take the bandage off, see everything looks good. And then at 6 weeks, we have a little bit more of an exam and see how everything's going. Generally, we wouldn't do x-rays at the 2-week appointment, maybe not till the 6-week. As for follow-up of non-operative things, those can vary. Sometimes we send you on to therapy and say, do your therapy and come see me if you're having any problems. Otherwise, you know, there'll be maybe 6 or 8 weeks of therapy, and then we see you when you're completed with that. But those will all be kind of on a injury-based plan, and we have rehab protocols for everything we're going to do, so.
Yeah, great. And all right here in town, which is just makes it even better. Not having to have that drive time or the extra expense of having to leave town and able to have your people here support you. I think in the future it would be great to talk to you, and we'll talk to you more about those specific joint ailments that we might have, about the process of specific surgeries. So we'll continue the conversations with you. But for now, we're just really, really excited to have you here. And I think I can speak for the whole community when we say that. So we're looking forward to being able to schedule appointments with you and seeing what comes down the road here.
Yeah, very excited to get going and be back here finally. It seems like it's been forever. So
thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.